You ever have one of those mornings where you just leap out of bed, ready to attack the world, fly downstairs, get everything done, get all set and ready to go, and get into work early? Yeah, me either.
It's how Marquette County gets moving. Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9.
I told you that Dawn was having a wonderful time at our expense.
Sorry.
She's in a little early today, and...
I'm sorry.
Oh, stop with the laughing!
It's the depth of the laughter that actually gets me on this.
She posted on a posting on our Facebook page on Mark and Walt in the Morning, which you can go check that out, about the definition of functionally obsolete, which was a term that came up in a news story yesterday about a building in downtown Marquette. The definition reads as
a reduction of an object's usefulness. I'm sorry. A reduction of an object's usefulness or desirability because of an outdated design feature that cannot be easily changed.
Can you make it through that?
I'm sorry.
No, you're sorry.
Of course. Now, here's the thing.
You
remember,
you brought this on yourself. You're the ones who said, well, maybe this fits us.
It sounds like something your doctor would say to you.
Yeah. There is a certain application to the two of us. Yes. Functionally obsolete. I think what it says here, an object's usefulness, a reduction of an object's usefulness or desirability because of an outdated design feature. But this is the part that gets me the most. That cannot be easily changed. I'm so glad it's so damn funny to you. Jeez.
I tried really hard to make it through that. I'm sorry, guys.
Uh-huh.
Nothing but love, really.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And very little of that, apparently.
So I'm sitting here minding my own business, and one of these drug commercials came on. I want to know who gets to name these things.
Oh, who names the drugs?
Who gets to name these things? Like Anaconera.
Anaconera.
Anaconera. It's a rheumatoid arthritis drug.
Sounds like a Russian dancer.
There's another one out there on the market. I want to know what the hell's over there, called Cisplatin. Well, now,
Cisplatin?
I mean, anytime you put the word splat anywhere, you've got problems, right?
Oh, the joke I could make, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's not for that.
No. I'm not going to make that joke.
My brain didn't even go there. I'm the stepfather to a 10-year-old who was a fifth grader at the Negaunee Middle School.
Yes.
So what starts in middle school? See if you can piece this together for me here. What begins in middle school that might be disturbing to me?
Well, I'm going to guess it's not band.
Yes, it is.
It is?
It was
instrument day?
It was announced to me.
Oh, yeah. What's he want to play?
The trombone.
Oh, yeah.
So, but not only does he want to play the trombone, his best friend also wants to play the trombone. So what's going to happen is I can guarantee the best friend's going to come over and they're going to practice together.
Two trombones in the house.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Inexperienced trombones. Fifth grade. I mean, these kids aren't that big.
Right.
They actually have like the smaller version of the trombone.
Oh, really?
So they can actually play it.
I never thought of that.
I'm thinking it's probably about the size of like a crossbow. And just as deadly. This didn't happen here at this company.
Okay.
Has to do with the web department of the company I was working for about 8 years ago. We had announcer profiles on our website.
Sure.
Okay. You know, myself and another guy in the morning, our midday, et cetera, et cetera. Well, from midnight to 5 a.m., we had no one on the air.
Right. You're
very
running
typical.
Automation.
We just let it roll.
Computer takes care of things.
Well, you know, whatever algorithm, we had to have someone listed as the midnight to 5 a.m. person, even though that person didn't exist.
Okay.
So I found a crusty old picture of this old cowboy. So we named him Cy Lentz. Turn to the station from midnight to 5 a.m., you would hear Cy Lentz. Okay. About a year after that all happened, I got this scathing email from the web department because Cy Lentz had not been posting anything in his appointed blog.
Oh my God.
That's the web department in a nutshell right there.
Well, he's not doing any blog posts.
He doesn't exist.
Mark and Walt in the morning. Marquette County's Sunny 101.9.